Thank you, Mari, and good morning, everybody. First of all, I want to thank USAID for funding and our colleague from Plan in USA, Ryan Lander, and the whole team of Plan USA for their support. And I have a pleasure to share with you our community health initiative related to using mobile phone as a way to promote education and monitoring of community health services in Senegal. I'm sorry for my poor English because I'm coming to Senegal, which is a French country speaking. And this pilot studies implemented during 3 years in two program units was one component of a large community health project funded by USAID from 2006 to 2011 by six international NGOs, Plan, Africare, Compact International, Catholic Relief Services, World Vision, and Child Funds. And a plan, as you know, is an international child-centered development organization founded in 1967 with no religious or political or governmental affiliation. And plan started work in Senegal since the early 18th in the northern part of the country, and currently Plan Senegal work in five regions in Senegal. And this pilot project was delivered in our two program units, Louga and Khombol, in the center of the country. The national health environment still marked by a high level of maternal and infant mortality. Nearly 6 out of 100 children under 5 don't reach their first anniversary, and nearly 45 women lost their life, 45 women per 1,000 lost their life during childbirth. And this situation is supplied and maintained by, among other factors, by the very low coverage of children and pregnant women, by preventative program like immunization, antenatal care, and also by the very high rate of malaria, diarrhea, and acute respiratory infection. And one study conducted in Senegal and Mali is just the neighbor country in the north of Senegal. And the study conducted in 2006 by BASICS and World Health Organization showed that 65% of deaths among children under 5 were in home without any contact with professional of health. And it was also found that 70% of maternal and child deaths could be prevented by adopting simple behaviors, very simple behaviors. Given the above, the community health project strategy focused on BCC, capacity building of volunteer family and other actors, social marketing and community-based distribution. And all strategies were set up in a cross-cutting spirit of innovation and operational researches, materialized by several pilot studies like using mobile phone, micronutrient, and treatment of diarrhea. And the content of messages focused on health messages and reminder to women in order to increase the level of coverage of preventative program. Yeah. And about strategy, one survey led by the National Telecom Regulator Body showed that 85% of Senegalese aged 15 and over has a cell phone. And the challenge was to provide a model which allowed to exploit these great resources for better community health. And the objective were the promotion of monitoring and referral of beneficiaries, the dissemination of messages, and the social marketing of products and services. Yeah. And here you have a woman with their cell phone. They are really very motivated by these pilot studies. And we choose a very poor, remote, and rural area for this initiative. Yeah. And about result, the evaluation of showed that one, the efficiency of technical disposal installed of health post level, and this disposal allowed all the beneficiary to receive message. And the woman said that they have been very proud to receive personalized message. Yeah, they said really, as very poor people and maybe discriminated people, they never believed that their health and their children are so important to receive a personalized message. And the message was really was written by very friendly manner. Fatou is a usual name in Senegal, and we said, Fatou, don't forget your meeting point for the vaccination of Modu. Modu is the name of child. And very, very friendly, and they are very proud to receive this from health system, from government. And this fact really motivates them to apply the content of messages, and they are all requesting the continuation and scaling up of this project. And also positive development have noted on the epidemiological situation. And thus, the rate of diarrhea in a health hut fell, in the health hut fell from 33 to 1%, while in the same period, this indicator decreased by only 37 to 30 in control area. And the tracking of beneficiary become more easier due to availability of databases. And also, we noticed the health hut attendance increased from 55 people per month to 130, and only 2% of women discontinued due to technical problems with their mobile phone. And the demand of health product was also boosted, bed, net, planning familial. And for sustainability reason, we don't decide to give them free the cell phone. And women use their own cell phone for just a sustainability reason. And this graph is very representative of progress made or facilitated by using mobile phone. And in the project area, the level of full immunized children increased from 50 to 90%, while any progress was recorded in the control area. And it seemed also that the messages relating to fight diarrhea, handing, washing hand, and so on, were generated a positive effect regarding result from the target area and the control area. Some challenge. Discussion already started with Sonatel. Sonatel is the largest telephone company in Senegal. The discussion started offer opportunity for relevant partnership in the scaling up phase. But it's nevertheless the number of challenges that must be addressed. One is related to what way for better access or renewal of mobile phone. And secondly, the cost of SMS. Without grant, can we really continue in this way? And the third is the integration in the formal health system with effective monitoring and support of profession of health professionals. And we need maybe as challenges also to improve the message design by introducing domestic language or images, despite using SMS in French during a pilot study. This was not a constraint during the pilot. And one not planned outcome was the child participation, because children helping their mother illiterate to read messages and to follow reminders. Yeah. It was really not planned. Yeah. And the project has generated very positive feedback from participants, mother, head of health district, public health nurses, volunteer. And in addition, the project has a lot of interest in Senegal and abroad, with several articles in local media, a large report made by Radio France International, and many publications in local and international websites. Recommendation and next step can be summarized as joint capability of all members of the international NGO consortium, PLAN, AFRICARE, World Vision, CRS Child Fund, that implement the phase two of the community health project ever funded by USAID from 2011 and to 2016, to one, how we can manage to sell the business or the project to government, particularly to Ministry of Health, local authority, and local civil society. And two, to proceed with the scale-up phase in their own area for international NGO. And the last, how also we can manage to boost the public-private partnership in order to generate additional resources and more visibility and support. Thank you for your attention.